We're CPA Mobile.
Done playing tennis today, Dave, in 0TR.
We got rained out this morning. You know, it rained so much the course weren't ready. So, but I am playing tonight. I'm headed to the dentist right now for my 6 month cleaning. So, off we go to the races here.
Well, there'll be about an hour's work at about $350. That's what Bernice's cost the last time. Oh, boy. Well, I've not had a good day. I overdone it in the sun yesterday and really been out of it this morning. But she's going to fix me some Jewish penicillin pretty quick here. Now I'll get to feeling better.
Tom, well, so what is Jewish penicillin?
That'd be chicken noodle soup.
Well, I've had that. Hell. Well, I'm sorry you ever did it there, bud. I'll tell you, wish I could have given you a hand. But at least I could have stood there with a whip and, you know, beat you if you slowed down or anything. But, give you some good critical advice and that kind of thing. I wouldn't do that to you. But anyway, but seriously, you just take it easy and you know, get your strength back and you'll be back to yourself in no time.
Okay. It really knocked me this morning. I didn't notice as bad yesterday, but I knew I was getting too hot, and I pulled a real dumb one yesterday. There was some coax. It was, you make three wraps in a circle right there near the antenna switch box for lightning protection, because lightning don't like to go around circles. And, anyways, I reached over there and cut the wrong wire. So I had to sit out there in the sun and put two PL-259s on, and I hate putting those things on. There was a little breeze, and the solder didn't want to flow right. I got them on there, but I should have went back and got my bigger soldering gun. I got a 350-watt soldering gun. I was using a 240. Just wasn't enough. I never thought of it at the time, but Bernice had a makeshift umbrella thing that she was trying to get over me the best she could. I had everything done on the super loop, but this 160-meter antenna, I reached over and cut the wire in half. I could have kicked myself. I don't ever remember doing something stupid like that, but oh, I guess when you get older, you pull some good ones at times, and there was a lot of wires there, so my mistake.
Oh, this is KB4CBA Mobile. Yeah. Well, don't feel bad, because, you know, I've done it all. I mean, you know, with the coax, and I'm not real good with the soldering those PL-259s, but, like, you know, if you're using the RG-58 and you have to use the little adapter, you know, you slide on and you forget to use through that. And then you're like, oh, man. And then you gotta go back, unsolder everything, and, you know, it's just, oh, God. It's just really, you know, but yeah, I can do it. And, hey, I've even got a better one. I've, I cut my feed, the electrical feed, to my, sprinkler system, and thought it was an old cable coax. And out. It went into the ground, and I just cut it right there at the ground. It wouldn't pull any further, so I just cut it. And then I turned around and realized that it was the feed for the sprinkler system.
It's got a little scratchy there, but I heard what you said. You know, we've all pulled those DUHs, does, before, Dave. But I worked at high voltage all my life, and I've never done that. But, wow, that really made me mad. And whenever there's a little tiny breeze, solder just don't want to flow right, and I should have got the bigger gun. But you got to be careful or you can melt the center dielectric if you get that connector too hot. And this was in a terrible place to try to get at. And I wanted to get finished, and so I just overdid it. But the rest, it works fine. I checked it out. I even put power on it just to make sure that it would not jump out the ground, you know, and it worked. The super loop, the characteristics with the analyzer aren't exactly what I want, but boy, it tunes great. It's just that the tuner makes things look great when really you're losing power in the tuner, so it's best to have the antenna right, but I'll address that problem later down the line. It's working fine. Yeah, we had a thunderstorm last night, but to my knowledge, we didn't have any much this morning, but it does say rainfall since midnight was 0.43 inches. And the barometer is 29.77, which is down some now. And it's 85 degrees out there, and it feels like 89. It's in 02R.
Thank you for the news flash there. You got to be on Channel 4, you know. You know, they could just throw you up there, you know, and let you like a 5-10 second blurb, and you could just fill in all the blanks there for everybody.
I love my weather station. I just have one of those Accurites. I think Gary's got one, CAT4DOS. And here, Bernice, read this one other thing here. You're just talking about these safe rooms people are building here. But I'm sitting within about 2 feet of my readout on my weather station, and it updates about every 30 seconds, Dave. And I really like it. It brings a lot of joy into our lives. And I watch the weather forecast, too. But I have a display register that receives on the same frequency in the bedroom. And then I have one down in front of my ham radio downstairs. And you know, well, that's like last night I was talking to a guy on an island up in Quebec and on a river on CW. And that was one of the things he gave me was the weather report from up there. And so it's nice to have.
Well, I think I'll be out of this noisy mess here in a second. I'm on 291. Coming up on 385, but anyway, I bet his forecast was a little, or his readings were a little different from what you had down there.
Excuse me, Dave. Quebec is, you know, a lot of it's in the southern portion down towards Michigan and that, and they're having pretty good weather now. But I guess the forecast all week this week is a possibility of thunderstorms. It's pop-up season, you know, and those crazy things pop out out of nowhere. Yesterday evening, we were sitting there, and the storms went through downtown Greenville, and they had hail and everything else, but it was going from northwest to southeast just a little bit, and so we missed that by the hair on our chinny chin chin.
CBA, when I think it was Chris Jessis was up there. I think we were watching it at 4 o'clock, and might have been 5. I don't know. Anyway, whenever it was, and man, you could see that storm he was talking about, and you could see how dark it was. He had it on camera, and I don't know which camera they were using, but golly day, I mean, you could just see it, and you could tell it was coming right over downtown Greenville, and it did not look like it was going to be any fun. But yeah, we got some rain, and I'm always glad to get some rain, and you know, so I don't have to water the grass and all that. But so God watered it for me last night.
You know what, Dave? The grass out front, I cut it too short last week. I cut that again then. 3.5 to 4 inches. I just got tired of mowing, and I'd already mowed about 7 or 8 times this year, whereas the Bermuda guys are just now starting to have to mow. My neighbors over here have a nice bumper crop of dandelions that I try to keep out of our yard. But my backyard, I can't mow it until the grass dries out. And right now, you could just about use a baler on it, I think, and I mowed about 4 or 5 days ago.
Now, hate me, I have Bermuda sod, and I mowed it for the first time last week, Wednesday last week, whenever that was, Thursday, I think, Friday, and first time. But I'm in the probably once a week mode now.
Yeah, my neighbor gives me crap about that all the time. He looked out and sent me a text there yesterday. He says, boy, it looks like my grass is looking better than yours out there already, Tom. And it ain't even got hot yet, because fescue does not like hot weather. Bermuda's a weed. It just loves it. But at any rate, I got her done, and more or less a hobby with us, but I don't like to mow it that often. Gee, Manny, run that in the ground. And I got twice as many hours on my lawnmower as my neighbor does on his. And he always remarks about that, too. He'll ask me how many hours I got on the lawnmower. Just seems like I'm changing oil and filters and plugs much more often than he does. Boy, the price of those maintenance kits from John Deere have gone up. It was like $62, I think.
Okay, my little Honda doesn't have a maintenance chip, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
A maintenance kit. A maintenance kit is, you just buy one box, and it has 2 quarts of oil, 2 spark plugs, replacement air filter and replacement oil filter in it, Dave.
KB4 CBA Mobile. Ah, the replacement kit. Okay. Well, I am pulling into the dentist office here. I hope I'm hitting the repeater, because I'm kind of going down in a hole here. But anywho, you have a good day. Take rest and let Denise pamper you there. Of course, I know she always does that. So, but anyway, and I'll clear out of here after your final. KB4 CBA.
Nice talking to you. I thought everybody knew what Jewish penicillin was. That's an old one. Anyways, I like chicken noodle soup, but not so much the botan stuff. It's too salty for us heart people. Take care, and have a good appointment there. KB4 CBA and 0TR Clear.